the thought that the Lord gave me is with meekness, a way of life. You know, I think that a lot of people look at a person that's meek as weak. Generally, they don't want to be meek. But you know, Jesus came to show us a better way. He showed us this life of meekness. And what we can look at it as an advantage. We can look at it as an instrument to help us to go to heaven. Now, most of us here probably profess salvation, but it's very important that we have, that we be meek, and that we live a life with meekness. And so tonight we want to look at meekness. What is meekness? I looked it up in the online, and it said it means a fact or condition of being meek, submissiveness. And then I said, well, let me look the word meek itself. It says quiet, gentle, and easily imposed on. I don't know very many people that like to be imposed on. And yet, God puts great value on meekness. And then it says submissive. And then it says enduring injury with patience and without resentment. It says mild, deficient in spirit. And we think of high-spirited people as successful, you know. They basically throw their weight around and they get what they want. But the Bible has a different view of what is good. Yeah. And it says deficient in spirit and courage. And then it also says some of the synonyms are gentle, mild, submissive, docile, yielding, humble, modest, and unassuring. So we want to think about meekness tonight in a different light than the natural man. The natural man, of course, like I say, they think you're weak. Sometimes people say, you don't know how to fight for yourself. You don't know how to speak up for yourself, so I'm going to speak up for you. That's kind of the attitude people have when it comes to meet people. So we want to be humble, and we want to be meek. Let's go to 1 Peter 3:15-16. I do want somebody to help me with the reading, but I have this scripture ready. It says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Having a good conscience that where as they speak evil of you as evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. So you see, meek, sometimes people look down on you. I don't want to be like that. Everybody just run over that person. But Jesus, God puts great value in it. I have a lot of scriptures, and I'm not sure if we'll be able to get them all, but I want us to look at the value of being meek. So, once 1 Peter 3:1, likewise ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they may also without the word be won by the conversation of the wife. Yeah. While they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. Who's adorning? Let it not be the outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold and putting on apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. In marriages sometimes, people will say, you don't have to do what that little boy says, talking about a person's husband. You know, I tell my husband what to do. He doesn't tell me what to do. Those are not the attitude of meekness. Here it says, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection. And it said, to your own husband. You don't have to be in subjection to no other husband but yours. And it says, that if any obey not the word, they may without the word be won by the conversation of the wife. Yes. So, God puts great value on meekness. And do you know, sometimes you feel like, well, if I'm meek, I'm not going to be successful in life. It's going to be always, I'm going to be looked down on all the time. They're going to be talking about me all the time. They're going to speak to me in the kind of way they want to speak to me. And I'm not having it. But you know, God takes the part of the person that's meek. Yeah. He sees those things and he takes their part. Somebody go to Zephaniah 2 and 3. It is God's design for his people, both men and women, to be meek. That's his design. That's what he wants us to have. We want to live for the Lord. We want to see his face in peace. He wants us to be meek. This is a part of the Spirit of God. One of the attributes of God's Spirit.
Thank you, the Lord, all you meek of the earth, with his wrath, his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger.
Do you know God's going to take care of you? You might think, I'm not going to make it. I'm just not going to be able. But God, it says that you may be hid in the day of God's judgment. So, this is God's way. The life of Christ, if we live for the Lord, we repented of our sins. Sister Pastor said today, you start out, a closer walk with God starts out with repentance, with giving your heart to the Lord. Yeah. And so if we give our heart to the Lord, then, and go on to sanctification,
yes.
The Spirit of the Lord is going to give us meekness. It's part of the Spirit. The meekness is a part of the fruits of the Spirit. Let's go to Galatians 5 and 22 to 23.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
You can have just as much. You know, there's no such thing in God's way of looking at things, you got too much meekness. It's no such thing. You're too meek. No. It says against such there is no law. You can be just filled up with meekness. And that's what we want. I want to challenge us tonight to look at meekness as something from God and something that God is looking for in us and something that God will be pleased with us being. When we get saved, God changes us.
Yes.
It's not a natural thing to be meek. There are some people that are kind of have that disposition, but it's not natural. The natural man is not meek.
That's right.
He's out for himself. He takes up for himself. That's the natural man.
Yeah, Lord.
But the spiritual man is meek. And so he changes us.
Yes.
I was thinking about meekness and kind of how does meekness work in our lives? Meekness is our attitude toward ourselves and our relationship with others. If we meek, you know, a meek person that used to, sometimes I used to when I was teaching, I had a principal that was very, very lenient on me. She let me, if I thought it, she let me try most anything. So I had this little club after school on Wednesdays when they had early release for an hour. It was called Discovery Club. And it was for children that had poor self-esteem. The teachers would give me a couple of children. I had different ones, K through third grade, I think it was. And we worked with those children to get a better self-esteem. But it's not that you're going to walk around and woe is me and I can't do anything. That's not it. Meekness is a deliberate submission, a deliberate attitude. I do have a thing that I may think others are better than me. That's okay. But it's not that I'm going to go around with my head down and feel like I can't do anything because I can trust in the living God.
Yes.
So meekness is a spirit, fruit of the spirit that we really need to have.
Yes.
Let's go to 1 Timothy 6 and 11. It's essential to our salvation. Do you know when you're meek? You're submissive. If you don't learn submission, you'll have a hard time obeying the Lord. As many times the Lord will tell you something to do or not to do that cut right across what you really want to do. And it's going to take this spirit of meekness to say yes, Lord, and to obey him. Be honest, I wouldn't be up here tonight if I didn't say yes, Lord. As the enemy was talking to me, trying to hinder me, getting my eyes, and I said, Lord, help me to keep my eyes on you.
Yes,
Lord. Not what people think or what they might think or whatever. I must do your will.
Yes.
And it takes meekness to do that, to
yes,
submit to the Lord, even when you don't feel like doing it.
Amen.
I got up here tonight. I was feeling weak. But the Lord has given me strength.
Thank
you,
Lord.
He wants us to obey him. But in order to obey him and follow his ways, we're going to have to be meek.
Yeah.
Anybody have 1 Timothy 6 and 11?
But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness.
Follow after it. Follow after it. Flee the old man. The old man will stand up for his rights. Flee those old ways and those old things that you used to do. Have it my way. It's my way or the highway. And follow after righteousness. And meekness is one of them. Colossians 3, 12 to 14.
Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, vows of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long suffering, preparing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfection.
So when we get rid of the old life and we put on these attributes of Christ, it's going to have an effect on how we speak to each other. You said, what'd you say? That list, it was gentleness or something like that. Put on as the elect of God,
yes,
holy and beloved, vows of mercy. What else?
Put on therefore as elect of God, holy and beloved, vows of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long suffering.
Kindness. Do you know it's going to take some of that meekness to help us to be kind? I might want to tell the child what I think. But when I have that meek spirit, the Lord will tender my words. I have had to ask the children, my grands, forgive me. I wasn't as gentle, or I didn't speak as kind. God is looking for these fruits in our lives, and we must do it. We need kindness. We need gentleness. We need meekness. We need humility. All of these things we need to have. Meekness will be a way of helping us to in getting saved. I mean, you know, when we're saved, and it'll help us to maintain our salvation. You know, when we get saved, we'll be tempted often, maybe to speak out of turn, or maybe to defend ourselves. You know, sometimes the hardest thing for us to do is to keep quiet when we know we're right and we're trying to defend our point or ourselves. But the Lord, through meekness, can help us to stop that and to be willing to take some things.
Amen.
We can't take things people say to us or do to us if we're not meek. We need that meekness. Just go to James 1 and 21.
Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul.
So, even living for God, we need to have meekness to let this word just flow into our heart. I was thinking about today, we were talking about going to the altar and getting someone to pray with us. If we have a fault, to be willing to humble ourselves and have somebody, I tell them, I got a problem, I have this problem or that problem, let's pray for me. And it said, the scripture says that if confess your fault one to another and pray one for another, that you may be healed.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to take a meek attitude to be able to do that. The devil won't let you do it. You afraid people going to look down on you, or pride will keep you from doing it. But it says, and what it said?
Wherefore lay apart all filthiness, superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul.
That's what I want. It takes that meekness to receive the word of God. And it's going to take that meekness to help us to continue to accept the word. And now, brother, go to James 3 and 13.
But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceful, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace.
So it takes that gentleness and all of that for us to bear the fruits of righteousness. Now let's move along. I told you I have a lot of scriptures because it's a lot I want to get. And I'd like to use the scriptures to support the thoughts. I don't want to just be up here saying something in my own words, but I need the word of God to support it. Yes, Ephesians 4, 1 to 3.
Ephesians 4 and 1. Therefore, the prisoner of the Lord beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
So you see, with meekness, it's going to take, it just kind of like putting the icing on the cake. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like cake without icing. Some people do, but I don't. And so when you have this cake, it might look so pretty, and I know it tastes good, but when you put a little icing on it, it just kind of makes it stand out. It brings the flavors out. Well, the same thing with meekness. If we have that meek and quiet spirit, it's going to put like icing on the cake. You say, that person, I think I would like to be like them. And they carry themselves in such a meek way, it will just draw you to them.
Right.
However, if they're the other way, it might turn you away from them.
That's right.
So we want to be, whatever we do, we want to do it with meekness. If I answer you, you ask me a question, I need to answer it with meekness. If I explain things to you, I need to have meekness when I do it. If you do something and it's not quite right and I need to tell you that it's not the right way, I need to have meekness in the way that I present the problem or myself to you. So meekness is vital in our walk with God. Psalms 25 and 9.
The meek will guide in judgment, and the meek will teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimony.
I would think, do you think you can get around being meek? This is me. This is just me. I've been like that all my life, and I'm not changing. You think you're going to get by with that? We won't. He said the meek will he guide in judgment. If we want to live for God, then put on the attributes of God. And this is one of them. Meekness and humility and all these things is what we need to have on a daily basis, and in everything we do and everything we say. Let's go to Titus, and we're going to read 3 verses 2 to 7.
To speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves are also sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost.
You see how he says, speak evil of no man. The old way was hatred. All of those ways, maybe speaking bad about people and retaliating, that's the old life. But the new life in Christ is changed. We can't go around defending ourselves or fighting back. When we come to the Lord and we give our heart to the Lord, he changes us and he makes us gentle. Gentle in our dealings with other people. I want us to look at Jesus. Jesus introduced a life of meekness to us. He was our example. Matthew 11 and 29. Somebody read that. 29 and 30.
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest.
Who he said is meek. He said he himself is meek. Jesus did. He set that example for us. We can look time and time again in the scriptures and we'll see a meek attitude and a meek way of handling other people. If we're going to be like Christ and we're going to exhibit Christ to the world, we need to have meekness. He said, take my yoke upon you. In other words, don't be afraid to come to me and take my yoke, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest to your soul. You know, it's kind of hard to deal with some people. Some people are so harsh, you're almost afraid to say something to them. But then that meek person, you feel comfortable coming to them. Jesus wants us to have comfort, feel comfortable coming to him because he is meek and quiet. We don't have to be afraid to come to him, no matter what our problems are, because he said, I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest to your soul. You can relax in the Lord. You can know that you're going to have rest from him because he is that example of meekness. Now I want to change the course of this a little bit. Jesus tested the Samaritan woman. He tested her faith.
Yes.
But you know, when we are meek, God is going to bless us.
That's right.
And if we take that way, we can be assured of his blessings and his help. And I want us to look at Matthew 15, 21 to 28, and look at how he tested this woman, but her humility and her meekness helped her to get what she needed from him.
Thank you, Lord. Then Jesus went thence and departed unto the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he asked her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she cried after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table.
Yes.
Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. Yes. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour.
All right, how many of you would be able to have that kind of humility and that kind of meekness? If the Lord came and you asked him something, now you look up to the Lord Jesus. She's calling him Lord, thou son of David.
Yes.
And he, first, when she said something, he didn't answer. Okay, if somebody doesn't, you start talking to them and they don't answer you, you get offended, don't you? And you feel like, I'm not gonna ask them no more. That's the way natural men would do. But this woman needed God. Each one of us need God so much till we should be willing to humble ourselves and take on this attitude of meekness so we can get the things that we need. Her daughter was grievously vexed with the spirit. She wanted help from him. And so she took it that he didn't answer me. The disciple said, send her away because she's falling, answering after her father. And then he said to her, but he said that he was come to the, what do you say?
I'm not sent unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Okay, so I imagine then she got a little hope, you know. He said, he didn't send me away, so I maybe he will do what I'm asking. And then she began to worship him, and she began to say, Lord, help me. And then he said to her, it's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. He called me a dog. Why would I keep coming after this man? He thinks I'm a dog. That woman didn't do that. She said, truth, Lord. She humbled herself. This is the meek spirit that we need to have. Not allowing all these things to affect us in the way that we just turn from the Lord. Many people will not even come to service because they've been offended. But it's not God. They need to know that God still cares about them. And if we take a meek and humble spirit, then we can look over some of these things. The meaning of meekness says enduring hardship without, I'd have to look it back up, but in other words, you're doing it without getting offended or letting it get to you. So she said, truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat the crumbs. Okay, I'm a dog. I'm a dog. I accept that. They eat the crumbs that fell from the master's table. Then the Lord answered and said, O woman, great is thy faith. He was testing her faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. You see, this is what the Lord wants out of us. Can we take some stuff and still maintain love for other people? Well, they don't love me. I'll give them a good letting alone. That would be the natural man. But the spiritual man with the spirit of meekness will take those things that people say and act and act like they don't care about you and you just always doing for them and they don't even return it. Take it with the spirit of meekness. Like Jesus said. And God will bless us. We will get the benefits. At the end, we're going to reap the benefits. I want to read. I have some other, but I'm going to cut it short. Because I want us to see how that at the end, God is going to bless us. Even if we take down and it seems like nothing is working for us, let's be encouraged. Psalms 37 and 11.
But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace.
The meek shall inherit the earth. Would you believe that? It doesn't seem like it. Because the meek is always down. How are they going to inherit anything? We can claim the scriptures. The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Do you know how much peace you can have, we can have in our soul if we allow whatever they do, whatever somebody do to us, let it go over our head and love them anyway? We will be at peace. And then Psalms 22 and 26. Not only that, but we'll be the winners in eternity.
To make shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him, and your heart shall live forever.
Look what we have, eternal life. Let's be encouraged to allow the Lord to bless us to live with meekness. Pray for me.